Alabama Republicans are celebrating their election victories this morning as they maintain control of all statewide offices and all but one congressional seat. That means 4 more years for Governor Robert Bentley and 4 more years of Republican dominance of the legislature. We talk about the results now with the host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, Don Daly. Don, good to have you here.
Thank you, Andrew. It's nice to be with you again.
Well, most expected the election to go heavily to Republicans in Alabama. That happened. So did we really learn anything?
Well, we knew going in that, of course, Alabama is a very red state, very Republican-dominated. Republicans went in very confident that they could maintain their majority in the statewide constitutional offices as well as their supermajority in both houses of the legislature, and they were not wrong on either counts.
Well, Governor Robert Bentley won his second term. What issues will he be dealing with when he comes back?
One of the big ones is going to be the general fund budget. He and both houses of the legislature have a real big problem to tackle where the general fund budget is concerned. A lot of one-time revenue streams have been exhausted. Tax revenues have been down. A lot of things are going to have to be put on the table in the next year or two to solve our general fund problems. Some are calling for officials to re-examine expanding Medicaid. Some pundits think that might actually come about now that we're past the election cycle. And those who were worried about whether or not it would affect their getting reelected have indeed been reelected. There's another thing that's going to be on the table, and that's the possibility of a gambling compact. Governor Bentley has not discounted that. So he and lawmakers have their work cut out for them, particularly where the general fund budget is concerned, and also with turning our prison system around.
Well, he'll be working with a legislature still dominated by Republicans. Many incumbents were returned to Montgomery last night. So does anything change in Montgomery then?
Of course, the Republicans are still very much entrenched and in power in both chambers of the legislature. Interesting to note that Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard won another term in his Lee County House District last night, despite being under indictment. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh of Anniston was reelected to his Senate seat over in the Anniston area last night. The House Republican Caucus will be meeting later this week to talk about who they want to be their new speaker in the new legislative term. Mike Hubbard is said to have a lot of support. It will be interesting to see if he indeed gets that and then goes on to be elected by all of his colleagues in the legislature's organizational session in January. So Republicans very much still in control of both houses of the legislature as well as getting all of the state constitutional offices.
Well, you mentioned House Speaker Mike Hubbard, who was indicted on 23 corruption counts last month. He was reelected. Is this something that maybe is of more importance to sort of the people involved in the political chatter in Montgomery than voters, the fact that it didn't seem to have an effect?
He is very popular in his district, and his district is also very heavily Republican. So I think to folks over in that part of the state who are served by Mike Hubbard as their representative in the state house, it didn't come as any surprise. Now, to people in other parts of the state who are not as firmly entrenched in that particular house district, it might have been somewhat of a surprise given the indictments that came down, 23 counts. Felony counts accusing him of using his office for personal gain. But he has remained confident throughout all of this. He said despite it being what he called a political witch hunt, he was confident that he would win re-election, and he was not wrong.
Well, we've been talking Republican. If you're an Alabama Democrat, is there any silver lining? Can you take anything away from the results of this election?
Well, you know, going into this election, Democrats said that they were focusing specifically on hopefully picking up a few legislative seats. It was widely reported that they didn't field a candidate in every statewide office, especially some of the judgeships, some of the PSC races, for instance. They said they wanted to focus on the legislature and hopefully pick up a seat or two there. I think looking back at the results last night, they may not be exactly pleased with how things turned out. Some races were very close. Some incumbents went down, and it's going to be a time of total reassessment probably in the Alabama Democratic Party. They were already sort of on the downward slope with the Republican supermajority, but were hoping to turn things around in some legislative districts last night. That didn't necessarily pan out like they had hoped. So they're really going to have to, at least according to the pundits, reinvent themselves in the next 4 years.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, thanks for coming by.
Andrew, it was a pleasure being with you.